The picture's bigger than you or me. It's panoramic for the world to see. It's for you, you, right in view. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So look up and let your vision be clear. Then reach out to the world and share. And you'll see with clarity the full of you. Oh, and you will see it's amazing.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to The Fuller View right here, recording from you live from Ferg Sports Bar. We're excited about being here today. Today is our first show, and we are excited about all the great things that we have for you in store for this season. My name is Heidi B. Fuller. I am your host, sharing time, talent, and testimonies. We're getting started here. The restaurant is filling up with Rays fans, and we're excited. Hello, Anissa Ray. Thank you so much for watching us here today on The Fuller View. We've got an exciting show in store. This is Joe Bardot, who will be joining us this season. He is my general manager, my friend, and my support, and we're excited about being here with you guys today. If you want to call in or chime in, please check us out live on Facebook and also possibly on Instagram. But right now, make sure you tune in on stpete.com. Yay. Hey, Joe Bardot, thanks so much for your support.
Thanks. We're a little bit crowded in here today because those of you listening or watching from out of town may not be aware that today is game day. The red-hot Tampa Bay Rays, now 5-1 on the season, leading the American League East, are playing baseball this afternoon against the Colorado Rockies at 1:10. And Ferg Sports Bar, right across the street from Tropicana Field, is jam-packed on this Wednesday afternoon with everybody in Rays outfits. So that's why we're in the corner here being very cozy and at this point working off one microphone.
Go Rays. We're excited to be here. Yes, I am a Georgia Peach, and I'm an Atlanta Falcons and Rays fan, but today I'm a Rays fan, and we've got so many great things in store for you this season. Listen, guys, if you aren't familiar with The Fuller View, The Fuller View is all about sharing time, talent, and testimonies. We have great shows, great artists that will be joining us. We'll have some great interviews in store for you. And we're going to, this year, it's all about being your greatest and living your life to the fullest. And we're excited about helping you do just that this season. How about that, Joe?
Yeah. Well, you know, that sounds like what we try to do here in St. Petersburg. St. Petersburg, Florida is absolutely on fire, as are the Rays. With unprecedented amounts of building and development and construction and hundreds of restaurants. When Ferg's opened this facility back in 1991, there was nothing downtown here. Now this is a two-block-long sports bar with multiple rooms and several thousand people on hand here this afternoon on this Wednesday, but just a small part of what's going on here. People are living their lives to the fullest here in the Sunshine City.
Living your life to the fullest, and that's truly what it's all about, guys. And we want you all that are tuned in, that are part of The Fuller View, to make sure that you're doing just that, living your lives to the fullest. Every day we're dreaming, and we just want you to dream bigger and dream better. And that's one of the things that even brought me to St. Petersburg, was dreaming and dreaming out loud and being able to actually manifest the words that were coming out of my mouth. So for those of you that are dreaming and expecting something amazing in your life, keep expecting something amazing, but don't just expect it. Make sure that you act on it. What do you think about that?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, because unless you actually do something as a result of dreaming, it's just dreaming.
But
you've made incredible progress in a very short period of time being in town, making contacts. I guess you've already been involved in a fundraiser in Tampa and all kinds of things.
Yeah, the fundraiser in Tampa this past weekend was with Leger DeSabo, who has an amazing fundraising efforts going on with his opportunity with the youth. And what he was able to do is to raise money for football camps. He is retiring from the San Francisco 49ers, and very excited about that. Hello, Lijay DeSabo, and we're thanking you again for allowing us to participate in all the great things that you have going on this season. But again, what I really want to stress for our listeners is to make sure that you're not only dreaming, but you are fulfilling those dreams, and you're walking out those things that you know that are important for you in this lifetime, because we only have one life to live, right? Mm-hmm. And we have to live life to the fullest, and every day is a great day. That's what my dad tells me over and over again, and I want to live with that mantra, not only for myself, but for everyone that I have an opportunity to be attached to.
Well, people who are watching on Facebook may wonder who that old guy is sitting next to you. My function today is engineer, because in her previous life, Heidi always had this done for her.
Yes.
But in this world of Radio St. Pete, she will be her own engineer. So that means learning about mixers and microphones and internet streaming.
Yes.
For audio. So you won't normally see me here. I'm here just to hopefully make sure this stays on the air the first time.
I do want to thank you. You know, it's so important to have people around you that will support your dream and support your cause, and those that are watching on Facebook. Hello, Georgia. You know very well about what that all means, having someone to support you, support your dreams, and to know that what you have is bigger than yourself. In our theme song, we even talk about the picture being bigger than you or me. And we do know that everyone's picture is bigger than themselves. So strive for those things that not only make you great, but to make everyone around you just as great. Amen?
Yeah.
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 I agree. Yeah.
Well, we hope those of you who are looking in this afternoon will also check out RadioSaintPete.com, because we would love to pick up more listeners as a result of all of this. We're a really cool local internet radio station. A lot of podcasts, a lot of features, a lot of music variety. You can find us online at RadioSTPETE.com. You can download our Radio St. Pete apps, or you can just take your Google or Alexa-enabled speaker and just say, Alexa, play Radio St. Pete, or Hey Google, play Radio St. Pete, and you'll hear Heidi on the Fuller View every Wednesday afternoon from Ferg Sports Bar on your enabled speaker. Apple CarPlay as well.
Apple CarPlay as well. You know, technology is something else, and we're excited about that. This is our first show, and we're getting acclimated to where we are. You see, we have a couple of mics here, but we're only operating out of one mic. But we do know that in time that we'll have our full setup exactly where it needs to be, so we can continue to share time, talent, and testimonies. I see someone on Facebook saying that they can't hear. So what I would like you to do is to please make sure that you tune in to St. Pete, to RadioSaintPete.com. And you can hear the full broadcast. I'm sorry that you're having a hard time listening in through Facebook, but please tune in to RadioSaintPete.com so you can get the full show. Get a fuller view.
Now, this program also will be archived and podcast. So, and I'm sure Heidi will be sharing it on her social media as well after the fact. So each week you'll be able to hear this program either live or on demand at your own convenience.
Fantastic. You know, tell us a little bit more about Radio St. Pete. How long have we been around, and what some of our guests, our new listeners, have to look forward to?
Yeah. Well, it started out as a hobby. I retired as the president of a large company here. You know, we were actually owned by Cox Enterprises in Atlanta. For those of you listening in or looking in from Atlanta. Valpak Direct Marketing Systems, the blue envelope where you can win the $100 check and use your coupons. I was affiliated with Valpak for 35 years. Prior to that time, I was in the magazine business and also the radio business, also a connection to Atlanta. I was the former owner of a couple of radio stations south of Atlanta in Griffin, Georgia. WKEU AM and FM, which served Clayton County, our FM. So we called ourselves South Metro Atlanta. And that was a long, long time ago, 30 years ago. The radio business changed dramatically in the late 80s. Deregulation crept in, and suddenly there was less of a role for local broadcasters than there used to be. And what that meant was that instead of a radio station being owned by somebody local. It was probably owned by a major corporation with offices out of town. And so they kind of figured out how to make it efficient with less people. They no longer had to do news and public affairs. I lost interest in the business and was out of it for nearly 30 years. As I began to look ahead to retirement, and I began to understand the magic of the internet and the ability to stream audio and video, then I said what St. Pete needs with everything going on here is a Radio St. Pete, generically. So we started it 4th of July 2013. So we've been around that long. We are a volunteer-owned and run nonprofit here locally. You are our 24th participant in Radio St. Pete, and we're happy to have you. So when you tune in, you go to our website, it'll have a full explanation of what you will hear. We have some great public radio stations. We have a whole variety of other information as well as other features. So that's enough about Radio St. Pete, but we're glad you found us as a result of the program today.
Well, thank you so much. You know, we are live here at FERC Sports Bar, and we have several of our fans come over because they want to know more about the Fuller View as far as what we got going on here this season. And, of course, we want to make sure that we continue to inspire and empower all those that continue to watch. Thank you so much for joining us. That we'll continue to watch and support the Fuller View. We are so excited about this season because we know that if you are tuned in, get ready for your life to be changed.
Yeah.
I mean that.
Yeah.
My life sure has.
Well, an interesting story that I'm sure we'll hear more about is FERC Sports Bar's story. And I'm sure you'll have him on as a guest in the next few weeks. But it's an interesting entrepreneurial story that I think relates well, regardless of whether you've ever been to St. Petersburg, Florida before, because it's kind of a typical story of an entrepreneur. He was a school teacher here in St. Pete, and he had this dream to have a sports bar. And
he had a dream. He executed that dream. Yeah. He didn't just dream about it. He did something with that.
Yeah. Well, so he picked this corner, which was an old dead gas station, closed gas station, and opened up a small bar. And about probably 6 or 8 years later, he was chosen by the St. Pete Chamber as the Entrepreneur of the Year. And I, first time I ever met Ferg was I was the MC of that program at the Coliseum when I was the president of ALPAC. And so we went through the various awards and got ready for the big award for Ferg. And it came time for him to give his speech. And normally people would say, well, I want to thank, you know, my. Well, what Ferg said was, I'm looking out in the audience and I see you, I see you, I see you, I see you. And all four of you are bankers. And none of you would give me 1 cent. And then he goes, look at me now.
Okay.
Well, that was 1998. Okay.
How about that?
And it's now 2019. And Ferg's is about probably 40 times as large. When the Tampa Bay Rays went to the World Series in 2008, there was a party here that topped 15,000. So there's a concert facility here. There would probably be north now of 10,000 people here prior to the game. There will sometimes be more people at Ferg's than are actually at the Rays game. Watching it on television right across the street. But in addition to, not only did he bootstrap it from a money financial standpoint, but almost everything in here has historical significance. You know, for example, he would go around as old legendary bars would close around the Tampa Bay area, he would get the stuff. So the big bar in the front room is actually from a legendary, iconic Patty Burks that was in St. Pete for many, many years. Club 14 in Clearwater, there's another bar left over. Pavers come from an old Terra Verde resort, which was once owned by rich guys from Texas, but it was Guy Lombardo's resort back in the 50s and 60s. the VIP room, upper deck, the DJ booth, all from All Children's Hospital, the old hospital.
Wow, fantastic.
And the basketball floor in the back room was from the old Bayfront Center, which was here in St. Pete. So almost everything here has a connection to old St. Pete. But he was able just to scavenge around and get it, and that's the mark of an entrepreneur.
That is truly the mark of an entrepreneur. And as we know, entrepreneurs, you take what you have and you make the best of it. And we're very excited about being at a place like this because it has so much rich history here. And it has just a collection or a hodgepodge of different things from all over St. Pete. And now I'm a part of that history.
Yeah. Yeah. We got to get your business cards.
You got to get business cards. And we got to continue to spread the news and spread the message of being an entrepreneur, about following your dreams and doing those things that you know that you've been called to do. I'm very excited about even being in a place like this because it's so significant for what I'm looking to build here in St. Petersburg.
Well, now, for our Radio St. Pete listeners locally who don't know you and where you come from, tell us about your background and both professionally and personally, where you're from and where did you come. How did you get here? And what did you do before you got here?
Oh, fantastic. Well, welcome. And thank you, guys. Thank you, guys, again, for listening and tuning in. Again, my name is Heidi B. Fuller. I am the host of The Fuller View. We've considered The Fuller View being a gospel talk entertainment show sharing time, talent, and testimonies. We share stories that inspire, uplift, and enhance and empower those that are listening because we know how important it is to always be able to give back and to be able to position people to live their best lives and live their lives to the fullest. But as you mentioned, Joe, I am from Atlanta, Georgia, the beautiful city of Atlanta, Georgia. I'm a Georgia peach, and I'm looking at all of my awesome fans and friends and family following us on Facebook Live. Again, we are on RadioSaintPete.com, so if you want to tune in for the full show. But prior to coming here to St. Pete, I did host a show in Atlanta called The Fuller View. I was on WTBS TV and WGCS Radio. So we've done quite a few things in Atlanta, but now to step out and to broaden my horizons and doing some things in a different part of the world is everything. Because sometimes, you know, we get very comfortable where we are. And someone that's listening today is very comfortable where you are, but you have to step out. You have to step out on faith and believe in yourself enough to know that there's something greater and something bigger waiting for you, like a Radio St. Pete. And as much as I enjoy being in Atlanta, now Atlanta being the new Hollywood, people always say, what are you doing here in St. Pete when, you know, Atlanta's where it's all at? But where it is where I am. You know, I truly believe I can live on the moon and still be just as successful as I can at any other juncture or opportunity because it's truly about what you make out of your life, what you have. You agree with that?
Yeah, absolutely. And interestingly enough, you picked a good spot because St. Petersburg is one of the most welcoming places you could imagine, primarily because, unlike most places, you can count the old families here on one hand.
Okay.
Because no one was here until the railroads arrived at the last part of the 19th century. So, you know, here in Pinellas County, people know the McMullins and the Booths. They're all street names or road names.
Okay.
And they're the original citrus farmers who were here. Orange groves were the number one industry when the railroads came before tourism came. Tourism began to happen in the 1920s. And we had... And thanks to everybody tuning in on Facebook. This is neat to see you with us. But the result of that is when you move here, and I had this experience myself, when you move here, you are immediately welcomed by people. And if you want to get involved in organizations and if you want to volunteer, you are welcomed very quickly because most everybody here is from out of town. And that's what made this very different for me than say, a Richmond, Virginia. And I'll let you take it from here. Joining us is Mark Ferguson, the owner and founder. We began to tell your story, and we're all working off one microphone.
Okay, what do you want to know?
Well, tell your story, and let me see how accurate I was when I just told it.
We're going on 27 years old. I was born and raised in St. Pete. Left right after high school, said I'll never live in this town.
No.
4 years later, 5 years later, I ended up becoming a teacher in Southside Fundamental School. loved it, and the whole town turned for the better. And then after 7 years of teaching, I found this small gas station next to the dome that was already built. It was called the Suncoast Dome. And I put together 30 small investors, and we bought the land, and we put together a small restaurant with 75 seats, beer and wine only, cold food, warm beer, hired all my friends. What a mistake that was. But I'll tell you the truth, what saved us is the Tampa Bay Lightning. Came to play at the Trop the year after we opened, and that saved us. And that gave us experience on handling crowds, expanding the restaurant, expanding seats. And then baseball was announced in 95, and they started playing in 98. And now downtown is extremely popular. Things are blowing up. People are living, working in our Edge District. And it's just been a great turnaround. And the Rays have been up and down for years, and we had a good run with them. Now we went through some losing seasons, but now we're back on track with a great team. I'm very excited, but I'm more excited about trying to get them a new ballpark on the Trop site. So we're always working on that, and I think it is going to work because of three reasons. One, they've been here for so many years. The fans are finally growing up generations and generations. Number two, our TV market is number 11 in the country. We have 85 acres to work with. But the biggest reason is baseball, Major League Baseball does not like to move teams. They like to make it work in your backyard. They know we have a good market. We need more fans to go out and watch the games. But we're doing just fine with, you know, we need more corporate support. But if they expand to Montreal or Portland, it will be an expansion team because then they'll make $1 billion off expansion. If the Rays move to Portland, they get zero for that. So I believe the Rays are going to stay here, and I'm challenging all the small business owners out there to do the same thing I do. I buy 8 tickets to every game, and I give them away to charities and new customers and to my loyal employees, my loyal customers, but I do it as a marketing tool to get more people in here. And if we all did that, buy 2 tickets, buy 4, and just give them away, use them. Somebody will use those tickets, and then we'll fill up the stadium.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, the Rays have all kinds of different packages. So the smallest of small businesses, you may not think of yourself as a big business guy, I do. For the smallest of small businesses, there are partial season packages. There are all kinds of opportunities to be a sponsor, be a participant in Rays baseball. Maybe this will be the year, given the start we've had, that it will go wild. Yeah. Well, now we have a lot of new listeners, and we see viewers from Atlanta, thanks to Heidi. And who may want to come visit here, may want to. I got to think we've got a series with the Braves this season. I'm trying to remember. We have in the past. Not this year. But if you love baseball, come down and spend the weekend with us. Talk about your facility, because it's hard to describe the size, the scale of what you built here. So what are some of the numbers?
Well, like on opening day, we had 15 bars open. We had axe throwing, we had small ball bowling, we have a dog park, and then we have tables inside and outside. We have 84 TVs, so you can watch all your sports on any TV. And that's another thing that's going to help the Rays and all of baseball and all of sports. Sports gambling is now legal across the United States, but every state has to approve it. So in 2 or 3 years, I believe Florida will do that, and then all the owners will get a cut of that. So getting a new ballpark is going to be huge for us, and I think gambling will help pay for that. But we're open 7 days a week, lunch, happy hour, and dinner, and late night. And we're just very excited to be in this great neighborhood and great city of St. Pete, and I would love to come to Atlanta and see what they did out there with their new stadium. And I believe the Rays can do the same thing right here in St. Pete with their new stadium. So thank you very much.
Mark Ferguson, the owner, founder of Ferg Sports Bar and Grill here in St. Petersburg at 1320 Central Avenue. And there you go. We didn't know Mark was going to be with us.
That was cool.
That was excellent. Okay, yeah. I'll take it from here.
You know, guys, it's just step out. All you have to do is step out on faith, and then everything else will fall into place. Yeah. As Mark mentioned, that he's looking forward to partnering with some other businesses to make sure that we have reached the goals that we want to reach as far as the team is concerned. I'm a Rays fan now. So, of course, I'm going to, whatever I touch, I believe prospers. So I'm truly trusting and believing that we're going to do some great things with the Rays fans this season. How about that?
Yeah.
I'm going to turn the camera around on the Facebook camera so you guys can get an idea of what the bar looks like or what the facility looks like. But I want you to talk a little bit more about what we can look forward to with the Fuller View being here on the Radio St. Pete.
Well, we thought that this would be a great place to launch the show because everybody in town knows Ferg Sports Bar, and we're in the back corner of the back room. Folks are when we went on the air, there were well north of 5,000 people here at Ferg Sports Bar. Now, with the game time coming up here in less than a half an hour, people have finished their lunch. They're beginning to clear out and head across the street. Actually, you go right through a tunnel to Tropicana Field, and it's less than a five-minute walk right over to the ballpark. The Tropicana Field gets a lot of terrible press around the country as a terrible ballpark, and we obviously need a new one. But that has not stopped the Rays from continuing to invest in the ballpark. And this year, several million dollars have gone into an entirely new LED lighting system that allows them to not only better light the playing field, but turn the dome colors. And so it is very, very cool. They can turn it dark blue. They can turn it orange. They can turn it green. They can turn it just about any color. There's also several new facilities for small groups to buy tickets, watch the game, all-inclusive food and drink packages that were available. They did, in the process of trying to get ready to build a new ballpark over in Tampa, the Rays did a tremendous amount of research, a lot of focus groups. I was involved in a couple of them, about what a state-of-the-art ballpark should look like. And even though we don't have our state-of-the-art ballpark by any means, they've gone ahead and begun to implement a few of the better ideas into our current facility. And, you know, the best part about the Trop is that there's never a rain out. There's never a rain delay. And it's always 73 degrees.
Always 73 degrees. You know, I'm excited about attending my first Rays game. And, of course, being a Braves fan and being able to bring some of that hometown Southern hospitality right here to the St. Pete area. I want to thank all of my listeners and all of my watchers and viewers that are participating and supporting us from Atlanta. Thank you so much, Larry and Kenyatta and my beautiful baby sister in California. So we got folks looking and watching from all over the world and supporting us. Again, guys, thank you so much for continuing to support me. I am here in St. Petersburg, Florida now with the Fuller View, live from Ferg's. We'll be on every Wednesday right after the news and weather from 12:15 to 1:15. And as Joe mentioned to you before, he's here with me in support today. He's my general manager, my friend, my engineer, and just doing some great things. So, guys, this year, this season is going to be amazing. I hope some of you guys can come to St. Petersburg and hang out with me. Maybe we can go to a Rays game. I know I have a lot of fans out of Georgia, and I would love to see you here in sunny Florida.
Yeah. It is great. The weather here is obviously ideal all winter long, but you know, the months of October, November, late April, May, a lot of the snowbirds go home, and so suddenly you have all of these great restaurant facilities available to you that you can walk into, because we have built the church for Sunday, as they say here, and our population doubles during the prime tourist season. And when those folks go home, the weather is, we have some of our best weather of the year. So it's not too late to plan a trip here. For our listeners on Radio St. Pete who are just meeting you for the first time, Heidi, on our show today. How can they find your Facebook page, and how can they watch the Fuller View? How does that all work?
That's fantastic. That's a great question, Joe Bardot. You guys can tune in every Wednesday, as we mentioned, right after the news and weather on my Facebook Live page. I am Heidi B. Fuller on all social medias, on Facebook, on Instagram, and we also have a Fuller View page on YouTube. And I understand that we'll be able to make sure that we can use this or use portions of this show on our blog and so many other amazing media outlets. But right now I have a strong following coming from Georgia, because that is where I hail from. Go Georgia, go Atlanta Braves. Although we won't be playing the Braves this year, I'm excited about being now a Rays fan. Right here in St. Pete. But again, I'm Heidi B. Fuller on all social medias. You can check me out at HeidiBFuller.com. You can check us out on our Facebook page, our Instagram page, as well as the Fuller View on Instagram. I mean, on YouTube.
Yeah.
On YouTube, yeah.
Well, I'll educate you on internet radio and engineering, and then you can help me with the social media side of this. So we, Radio St. Pete, you can follow on Twitter and Facebook. And Instagram as well, although I won't say we're state of the art in that area. We have focused our efforts on being one of the first really full service 24-hour a day internet streaming radio stations that programs as if we were on the air 30 years ago in St. Pete. So we're about interview programs, talk programs. One of the, before Mark walked over, I was going to say that one of the reasons why I thought this would be a great place to start is that everybody knows Ferg, everybody loves Mark, and it will be easy to, when you find a guest and say, okay, well, meet me at Ferg's, they're all going to know where it is. So that's a start, and parking is not a problem, and for all those reasons, I think it's a great place to kind of get connected here in the community, because the whole community comes here. So
yeah. I love it. And even the fans that are here this morning have been very supportive, looking forward to being guests on our radio show, and also just excited about being here, excited about being in a different place. As we mentioned early on in the show, if you are an entrepreneur, if you're a dreamer, don't stop dreaming. Go after those dreams. Know that dreams do come true. I was telling my daughter earlier this season that, hey, we've gone from pine trees to palm trees, and it's nothing like seeing these beautiful palm trees here in the beautiful Florida, St. Petersburg, Florida. So I have so many amazing things in store for us this season, and I'm sure I'll have some of my Georgia guests coming to visit us. Again, I want to say thank you to Larry and to Georgia and to my beautiful sister and to all of those that are tuned in today for support, and just know that we've got so many great things ahead.
Good. Let's talk beaches. I'll step in here and be the tourist director, but people think of us as being in Tampa, and we are in reality part of the Tampa Bay region, and the Tampa Bay region consists of the city of Tampa, which is the largest city in the region, but by no means the only city. There is Clearwater. There's the Pinellas County side of Tampa Bay, which consists of St. Petersburg and Clearwater. St. Petersburg and Clearwater is where all the beaches are. So if you're interested in 35 miles of sugar sand beaches, TripAdvisor's number one beach, which is Clearwater Beach, St. Pete Beach, also in the top five year after year after year. They're all over here in Pinellas County. And then in southern Pinellas County is the city of St. Petersburg, which is also on the water, with one of the largest park systems in North America, and that is on Tampa Bay. And so it is a walkable, really tourist-friendly place, St. Petersburg. So you're only here in downtown St. Petersburg 15 minutes over to St. Pete Beach and a little bit further up to Clearwater Beach. So you have a vibrant downtown just minutes from the best beaches in the world. So there's a lot of reasons, regardless of what you're looking for in a vacation spot. This is just about as good as it gets, because you can be in an urban area, you can be in the city, and then on the same day, same afternoon, you're at the beach.
Absolutely.
And you can choose where you'd like to, your room to be, but it's all extremely convenient. So that's why the tourist business is such a big deal here in the Tampa Bay region. Yeah.
Yeah, I love the beaches. One of my goals was to live near or on the beach. And being able to walk to the beach every day to see the beautiful sunsets have been absolutely amazing. And just being here to be in a different place, it puts you in a different state of mind. The game starts today at 1:10.
Yeah.
So we're going to be finishing up shortly so we can get over so we can see the first pitch and be a part of this amazing season. Again, guys, thank you so much for joining us here today on The Fuller View. Continue to tune in. We'll be on After the News and Weather on every Wednesday right here on stpete.com. And I'll share more information as we grow and get better at what it is that we do. This is my first time working in this capacity, but I know that it can only get better. But those of you, again, that are dreaming, that are striving to be your best self and to live your fullest life, please continue to tune in because we're going to push you to do just that this season.
Thank you all.
Thanks for joining us here today on The Fuller View.